Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Nate Putterball, your sports update. Out of Muirfield Village is round two of the Memorial Tournament. JT Poston takes the lead into the weekend at 9-under after shooting 7-under par today. Ryan Gerard sits just a stroke back, with Sam Burns and Tommy Fleetwood sitting within 5 strokes. Tonight in the NBA, it's game two of the finals as the New York Knicks take a 1-0 lead into San Antonio. Tip-off is at 8:30. The Cincinnati Reds are on the road this evening to start a 3-game series with St. Louis. The Reds have lost 5 of their last 7. Brady Singer is on the mound for Cincinnati, taking on the Cardinals' Kyle Leahy. First pitch is at 8:15. Catch all the action immediately following the Buckeye Show. The Guardians are on the road tonight looking to set the Rangers' 3-game home winning streak. First pitch is at 8:15. Parker Messick duels it out with Texas' Kumar Rocker. And the Columbus Clippers are at home tonight starting the home portion of their series with Omaha. Bringing sports news to Evans and the Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Go with that team, stay in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, Graham Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Happy Friday. And what a beautiful summer Friday in Columbus, Ohio it is. Dylan Tyer filling in for Brandon Beam. Thank you so much for being with us wherever you might be listening from. If you're in our YouTube chat, a very special welcome and thank you to you as well. With me this evening, Pat Murphy. Pat, how's it going?
Good. You talked about how nice it is outside, and here we sit in this air-conditioned studio. So we are not enjoying it right now. Maybe later.
Maybe indeed. Nate Putterbaugh is the man running things for us behind the glass. Nate, it's been a while since you and I got to chat. How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm very well.
It's nice that everyone else gets to hang out at a golf course, sipping on beverages, and we're stuck here behind the glass.
We're going to talk about that, actually, a little bit later on. We've got a very good show. Andrew Gillis of Cleveland.com will join us at 6:30 to talk about a big weekend for Ohio State football recruiting. Nate has the college football pulse for us at 7 o'clock. Then Pat is going to get us set for the FIFA World Cup at 7:30. I know nothing going into the World Cup, and it starts in less than a week.
You and I were just talking. You know more than you're giving yourself credit for.
I don't know about that.
You knew that it expanded.
Yes, I did hear that.
You knew that there were groups. You understood the general format.
I'll tell you what I learned about the World Cup this year. For Christmas, I thought about getting my nephew World Cup tickets, and then I saw the prices and said, we're going to go to a crew game instead.
There you go. Those are a little cheaper.
Well, Pat Murphy's going to be at the World Cup more than a couple of matches in this World Cup. So he's going to get us ready, and then we're going to wrap things up with one of my favorite events of the summer. That'll be right around 7:45. So like I said, great show. I'm excited for it. And it's been quite some time since I had the opportunity to work with both of you guys. So, Pat, let's catch up. How's the summer been going for you? It finally is the summer. I think we can say that in Columbus.
Yeah, I'm not sure technically if it's started yet, but it certainly feels like it. The rain has stopped. Beam talked last week that this week there was supposed to be, at least, no humidity, no rain. It was like Columbus as San Diego, and it was beautiful as expected. So it's been good. It's been a good start. You know, this time of year, there's not a ton going on Buckeye football, basketball-wise. So we did get to talk to Jake Diebler earlier this week, which was nice. So catching up with some of his stuff. But yeah, it's been a good kind of relaxing few months since spring football ended. And like you said, the going to the World Cup, not cheap. So that's really like our big thing this summer. Mm-hmm. So not been doing much else.
Well, you said maybe summer hasn't started yet. I think this might be the official first week of summer, at least around here. Memorial Day usually kicks it off for me, but this year Memorial Day was kind of bad. It was gray, cold, rainy, and now the Memorial Tournament is in town, and the weather has been beautiful for it. It's hot out there. I've been enjoying the golf course myself a little bit, and I think I'm comfortable in saying that summer has arrived. Look at the forecast going forward. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be warm. And I'm very excited for it.
Yeah. And you mentioned recruiting. Ohio State's recruiting camps start next week, which is always, hey, this feels like summer moment, at least for those of us that cover it, and for the kids and parents that have to get their kids out there and all that. So yeah, I think we can safely call it summertime.
Later in the show, we're going to talk about our favorite things to do in Columbus over the summer, activities, events. I think the memorial would be on a lot of people around here's list. If you ask the average listener out there, they're going to have the memorial tournament on their list. Spoiler alert, the memorial tournament will be on my list in a couple segments time. I think we're going to do that in about an hour. Where does the memorial sit for you guys? Pat, tell the listeners, you have never been to the memorial tournament.
Correct.
Despite living here.
Yeah, since I moved to Columbus the summer I turned 10, and that was quite a few summers ago if we're doing the math. So no, I've been offered, like in high school I had friends that were going. I'm not a huge golf guy, so like there was never really a reason to do that. You mentioned beer and outside. I do like those two things. So that is something to think about in the future. But yeah, no, I've never gone out there. I know at least from a fan perspective, I've heard stories of just trying to park or trying to get out to Muirfield. I did one summer drive Uber, just like I didn't have a ton going on. Mm-hmm. It was early on when I was starting to cover Ohio State, and I was like, let's make some extra money. And so I did take people out there. So I did get to kind of see it, but there was like a place for Uber drivers to drop people off. So it wasn't too bad getting in and out. But yeah, that could be part of it too. I don't know. I've just never been.
I think it's right behind that 15th hole is the place for Ubers, in case you were wondering. Nate, where does the memorial sit for you? Do you like going out there?
Yeah, I used to go there out there all the time. My family used to go for the pro-am all the time. Mm-hmm. And then once I started getting into radio, I would always go like one day during the weekend. It's always better to go like for like the pro-am or something, because it's a little less hectic, a little less stressful, and you can see more of who you want to go see.
Yeah, I think if you're like a tried and true golf fan and you want to see one of the best golf courses in the United States in Muirfield Village, and you want to see those guys out there doing their thing early in the week, practice round, pro-am, that's the time to get out there and walk the course, see it. If you want to go and have a good time and be with the masses and get fired up over the weekend, you know, Saturday is a great day to do that. I know a lot of people out there today. And then Sunday, you know, Championship Sunday, comes down to that final round. But I usually go out on Saturday and have a good time on Saturday. This year, I haven't been out to the memorial. We'll see if it happens this weekend. I'm not quite sure. The leaderboard right now, Nate went over it in our Sports Center update there. It's maybe a little bit lackluster if you're, you know, kind of one of those front-running golf fans, sure. I guess. You got JT Poston leading. He fired a 7-under 65 today. He's 9-under overall, one-shot lead over Ryan Gerard, who's in second. You've got Sam Burns after that, who's maybe the most recognizable name in the top three. You have Tommy Fleetwood lurking 5 shots back. That's a pretty big gap between he and the lead. Eric Cole in fifth. Alone in fifth, he's 3-under. Then you've got some of the big names. Patrick Cantlay tied for 6th, 2-under. Xander Schauffele, 2-under, tied for 6th. Wyndham Clark, 2-under, tied for 6th. Alex Fitzpatrick, the brother of Matt Fitzpatrick, tied for 9th, 1-under. Aaron Rye just won the PGA Championship. He's tied for 9th, 1-under. Shane Lowry, 1-under as well. And then a list that goes on after that. Rory McIlroy's name was in there, but I think he finished. Yeah, he shot 74 today. He's 1-over par, tied for 20th. So some guys falling off the list, but not those usual big names you like to see at the top, I suppose.
Well, and it's early. I mean, they can still make a run. One thing I will say about the memorial that I've always thought was cool was that, like, we have this here. I know it's not like a major PGA event, right? Like, it's not one of the big ones.
It is. It's not a major,
right?
But the memorial is one of the, it's a signature event. Yeah. It's one of the big tournaments of the year.
Yeah. I just find that, and obviously, you know, the Jack connection and whatnot makes it easier to have one of those in Dublin, right? Mm-hmm. But it is cool. And, you know, guys like Peyton Manning and stuff like that coming out for the pro-am, just cool thing to have here locally, and you know, without being one of those major ones. You know, we're not on a coast or, you know, in Arizona where they have some of those golf courses that get used for the big events, the major events. But to have it in Columbus, Ohio, I always thought was like That's pretty awesome.
It is. Tremendous golf in this area. Lots of great golf. Scioto Country Club is going to be hosting the U.S. Senior Open this summer. I think we'd see more of that big-time golf in Central Ohio and maybe Ohio in general if some of these courses had the capacity to hold all of these people and host an event like this. I know that's kind of an issue over at Scioto, just the space that it takes up and where it is.
Which is crazy because golf courses are huge.
Yeah, exactly. But you think about that infrastructure for parking, for the grandstands, all of that. But the Memorial is a tremendous event, and I can't wait to see what happens the rest of this weekend. Ohio State football fans can't wait to see what happens this season. The fans were polled recently, and they have spoken, and I was honestly surprised to hear that they've got something shocking to say about Julian Sain and Jeremiah Smith. Tell you more about it coming up next, the Buckeye Show, right here on The Fan.
Things are popping at Al's Delicious Popcorn. With over 80 flavors to choose from, we have something for everyone. From classics like caramel cashew, white cheddar, and our famous vanilla butternut, to new flavors like chicken and waffles and spicy barbecue. They are all made fresh and they are all delicious. Visit us online at alspopcorn.com or come see us and experience the best service in town at 1500 Bethel Road in Columbus. Al's Delicious Popcorn.
As America's largest custom home builder, Schumacher Homes believes a top-quality home should be affordable for everyone in the Buckeye State. We work with the leading architects to bring you the latest in design, and then you have the ability to make changes. Not just selecting finishes, but moving walls, adding rooms, literally customizing anything from the ground up. It's a misconception that custom homes have to be expensive. We work within your budget to build an amazing home on your land. Visit SchumacherHomes.com or any of our 9 Ohio locations.
The future of recycling is now at Rumpke Waste and Recycling. The recycling leader has opened North America's largest, most technologically advanced recycling center right here in Central Ohio. This one-of-a-kind facility features interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the ability to process over 60 tons of recycled material per hour. Rumpke is committed to recycling and sustainability efforts. And for more than 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure the items you place in your recycling bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in our landfills and more of it to good use.
Hello, I'm Ross Bjork, Senior Vice President and Eugene Smith Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Kroger, The Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center, Huntington, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in our great state through the Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag BuckeyesCare.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we're at Muirfield Village with this year's Memorial Tournament Journalism inductee, Dave Shidlosky, plus the first ever winner of this event, Roger Maltby.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick, Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
Modern Office Methods, your authorized Ricoh dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
From the first whistle to the final play, being a Buckeye fan calls for commitment and support. Nature Made Vitamins are your winning play. From the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand, Nature Made is made to care for fans on game day and every day, so you can go all in on big wins, tough losses, and still show up for your team every time. Nature Made, proud vitamin and supplement sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, our first precipitation in 9 days hits Central Ohio on Saturday with a few rain showers early in the day and then a 60% chance of afternoon rain showers with a couple of strong to severe thunderstorms possible, highs in the upper 80s, and then we turn drier as Sunday wears on with highs in the middle 80s. Monday looks dry with a high nearing 90 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
It's time for your daily dose of vitamin B.
B.
stands for Buckeyes, just in case that wasn't clear. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Thanks so much for being with us on this Friday evening. Dylan Tyer, Pat Murphy, and Nate Puderbaugh with you on The Buckeye Show. Guys, one of these things that I really like that The Athletic does is fan polls. I'm a big reader of The Athletic, you know, when it comes to the Blue Jackets stuff. I'm a Chicago Bears fan. Good coverage for the Chicago Bears. Of course, you've got Ohio State stuff. Pretty much everything. And something The Athletic likes to do, kind of following the end of every season, is they will poll the fan base, poll the readership of a certain team. And The Athletic recently did it for Ohio State, and the results came out yesterday. Cameron Teague Robinson of The Athletic put this together.
Good guy.
So what I want to do is I'm going to read you guys some of the questions I would like you to answer, and then I will reveal some of the results and maybe how your guys' answers compare to Ohio State fans.
I will say I've already read this, so I know the answer, but I will try and answer as honestly as possible.
Yeah, put on your blinders here, and maybe we'll do the Men in Black memory erasure here. Yeah. All right, first things first here. Ryan Day recently said that eliminating the Big Ten title game would make the Michigan rivalry even better. Agree or disagree? Nate, start us off.
I'd agree.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes away that possibility of a rematch. Puts a little more emphasis on the end of the season instead of, oh, there's just another game next week we may have to prepare for.
There's always the chance it comes down to that game.
And yeah, there's always a chance of you win or lose that game and you're in the playoffs or you're not, you know.
Pat, does it matter to you?
No, I have been a proponent for the getting rid of the conference championship games across the board, just because I thought it was great when the Big Ten added it, because that was a time when I felt like all the conferences, you know, the Big Ten basically sat out a week of play because they didn't have one and most other conferences did. Mm-hmm. But now with the expanded playoff and everything, I don't think you need those games. I think you could actually move things up so you have the season done earlier. But in terms of the Michigan game, yeah, I think it you know, it's your last data point then, as the College Football Playoff Committee likes to call it, that will lead into whether you get selected for the postseason or not.
All right, you guys are on board with Buckeye readership of The Athletic. 76.9% of respondees agreed. 728 respondents to this survey overall. So that's kind of the pool that we're coming from here. How would you grade Ryan Day's performance in 7 years as Ohio State's head coach? A, B, C, D, or F? Nate, what would you go with? I feel like you're a hard grader.
B plus.
B plus. Why?
Yes, you do have the national championships. I don't like the no Big Ten titles since 2020, and the Michigan record obviously is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So B plus, I mean, you can't say lower than that because he's got the natty. Like,
yep.
It's the ultimate thing you want. Yeah.
Pat?
Yeah, I think I'd probably go A minus, and I agree with everything Nate said. The Michigan stuff is obviously going to be held against him, but I also think if you look at what he's done off the field and just how he has this program going, you know, you talk about the stuff he does with mental health, and I'm not sure if this really contributes to the question, but like, the way the guys that he develops in the program, both on and off the field, like it's a heck of a job from him. And obviously he's built on what Urban had going here. The national title's huge. Otherwise, I think it's probably a little bit lower, especially given the Michigan and Big Ten. So yeah, I'd probably say A minus.
This next one to me, and by the way, Buckeye fans, 81.7%. of respondents gave Ryan Day an A, B 16.7, C 1.2%, essentially 0% for DNF, 0.4% D.
So no lunatic fringe is voting in the Athletic poll.
I really wonder what would that be if he hadn't won the national title.
Oh yeah, definitely would be lower. Or if you just put this out on Twitter as opposed to like a site you have to pay to read.
I mean, no national title, you're looking at probably C plus,
yeah.
with the way Buckeye fans think. This next one for me is maybe the most fascinating. Will Jeremiah Smith or Julian Sain win the Heisman Trophy? Neither. Smith wins, Sain wins. Those are the possibilities there. Neither. 65.7% of respondents to this said neither Jeremiah Smith or Julian Sain will win the Heisman Trophy. What do you guys think about that? Because for me, I could easily see either one of these guys winning the Heisman Trophy. I would say this season, Saiyan is probably the favorite going in without looking at the odds right now.
If it's going to be one of them, it's going to be Saiyan. I don't think Jeremiah Smith at this point is going to win Heisman Trophy.
Why is that?
Because anything he does is going to be instantly, they're going to give it to Julian Saiyan because he's the one throwing the football.
But Devontae Smith won a Heisman Trophy and Mac Jones didn't.
Devontae Smith does a little more on the field than Jeremiah does, and I just think at Ohio State, you're going to be throwing to the problem also is Jeremiah Smith is going to be the most covered person in the country. So his yardage might not be amazing this season.
But that's the thing for me, right? Like, he is the weapon for Ohio State this year. They don't have the Carnell Tate on the roster this season. What if he ends up getting fed? I mean, the Heisman season, here is the Heisman season for Devonta Smith. And it is robust.
Yes, it is.
117 catches, 1,856 yards, and 23 touchdowns.
That's pretty big.
If Jeremiah Smith puts up comparable numbers.
Yeah, if Jeremiah Smith has 23 touchdowns, then he'll probably do it. I just don't see that happening.
I think it would have to be. Could you pull up Mac Jones' stats that year? Because I imagine that he, there wasn't much else. Like, his numbers probably weren't that much better.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. Yeah. Julian Saiyan is going to be throwing the ball to other people no matter what. So his stats are probably going to be double that.
Mac Jones' numbers this season are terrific. 311 completions, led college football. 77.4% completion percentage, led college football. 4,500 yards, led college football. 41 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
Okay, so
Devontae Smith kind of for about half of it.
Yeah.
You look at the receivers on this roster. Jalen Waddle, I believe, was hurt that year, only played in 6 games. 591 yards in those games, though, by the way. 21.1 yards a catch. Bad. John Mechie, also on that roster, had 916 yards. Devontae Smith, obviously the guy going away. But, I mean, there are weapons there for sure.
Yeah. I think to answer the question, first of all, if you're asking me, those two are the field, I'm taking the field just because that's what the odds favor, right? Mm. But I think, I agree, Jeremiah hasn't even won the Biletnikoff yet, which is wild to think about because he's been the best receiver in college football the last 2 years. But for Julian, this just continues, and I've brought this up on this show before. I just feel like he's being, you could say slept on, you could say disrespected this offseason. And obviously these are Buckeye fans voting, but I think the reason for this is the way the season ended.
100%.
And, those were the two biggest games of the year outside of Michigan and Texas. And in Texas, he didn't have to do much. They didn't want him to do much. It was his first career start. The Michigan game, he was really good. Turns out Michigan's defense, not as good as maybe it looked going into that game. But the two biggest games, the last two things you remember, Julian was not a superstar. Yeah. And I think he is going to be, he was a Heisman finalist. So let's remember, he's the only returning Heisman finalist.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's going to be in that mix. I think with the way he's worked this offseason, he has a chance to put up some really big numbers. But I get why Buckeye fans may be a little, not skeptical, but just hey, there's probably going to be other guys that are going to do it.
I think Julian's going nuclear this year for what it's worth.
I agree. I'm big on Julian this year.
All right, let's wrap on this one right here. What would constitute a successful season for Ohio State? I know Nate is going to have a spicy answer for this one because we have some options. Option one, win the national championship. Option number two, Big Ten championship and a national title appearance. Option number three, Big Ten championship, college football playoff appearance. Option number four, win a playoff game. Option five, playoff appearance. Option six, just beat Michigan. Nate, where are you on that? What constitutes a successful season for Ohio State in your mind?
Win the Big Ten this year. Mm-hmm. I think that's a monkey that Ryan Day needs to get off his back.
I would agree with that.
And, I'm assuming a Michigan win with that. I would say this year, get to at least the semifinals.
Okay, so essentially for you, Big Ten championship, and we'll go with college football playoff appearance.
Yeah.
Of these
options.
No, I think you got to win that first round game. You can't lose in the first round this year.
Okay.
Pat? Yeah, I think, obviously you have to beat Michigan. That's just a given.
Mm-hmm.
This schedule's not easy, though. There's a chance that they end up, two losses in the regular season.
I think the over-under set at 9.5, right?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple, right around 9.5. I still think, I don't think they're going to fall off a cliff just because they have a difficult schedule, but you go to Texas, you go I don't have it right in front of me. I know you have USC at home. You have Michigan at home.
Iowa. Or
USC on the road, excuse me. Iowa on the road. Oregon comes to the Shoe. So, like, you know, Illinois comes to the Shoe. You go to Nebraska.
Did you mention Indiana as well?
Oh, yeah. And you have to go to Indiana. Yep. And we'll see what Indiana is. Like, can they sustain what they've done? I think they've built it the right way so that they can, but maybe they take even a small step back.
You just never know when you've got, when they have the portal that the way they do, right? You know, a new quarterback every year.
Well, and, you know, I mentioned USC, like that was a team that seemed to be on the up last season. So I think winning, I agree, Nate, you need to get that off your back, but I do think it's become more difficult than it used to be when we were talking about Ohio State, you know, constantly being there. But yeah, I think Nate's expectation is a fair one for Ohio State fans, because you're good enough to get to the College Football Playoff, however you do it. Mm-hmm. You're good enough to be the best team in the Big Ten. And then, yeah, you've got to at least win one game in the playoff. We saw last year the reaction after just losing in the quarterfinal.
All right, I would say that the bulk of respondents here on the same page, or at least in the same direction as you guys. Win the national championship got 25.3%. Big Ten championship and a College Football Playoff appearance got 21.5%. The winner here, Big Ten championship and a national title game appearance, 34.3% of respondents went with that. So that is the favorite answer. Win a playoff game got 10%. Playoff appearance, less than 1%. Just beat Michigan got 7.3%. So you still got that fringe of fans that all they care about is beating Michigan. And honestly, I respect that. But I would say I'm on the same page as you guys. Like, I want to see Ryan Day get that monkey off the back, win a Big Ten championship. You know, it's so hard to make the national title, especially, you know, with more teams in the playoff, it seems like every single year. But the Big Ten is a hard, hard conference now. Like, there are a lot of good teams in the Big Ten, but I would probably go with you guys. You got to win that first round game and you go from there.
Yeah, and I think Kirby Smart, I think this offseason said, and people looked at him funny afterwards outside of the SEC, that like winning the SEC championship is harder than winning the national championship.
Wouldn't go that far.
I don't agree with that, but I do think the Big Ten has gotten to the point where you shouldn't just take winning the Big Ten for granted, especially because they haven't done it for so long. Like, this is a tough conference to win.
100%.
Now, any given year, that can vary to some degree. Like, last year, Ohio State's schedule and just the teams they played, like, they should have been in the Big Ten championship. They were in the Big Ten championship, and they were there at the end. They didn't win it. So I think that this is now becoming a real accomplishment to win the Big Ten, and I think you're seeing the Big Ten get that respect because of it.
All right, coming up, we're sticking with the Buckeyes on the gridiron because they're hot on the recruiting trail right now. And this weekend could prove vital for Ohio State. Andrew Gillis of Cleveland.com will tell you why. Coming up next, it's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Experience Buckeye game day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans, and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The only radio show that bleeds scarlet and gray. This is the Buckeye Show.
Dylan Tyer, Pat Murphy, Nate Puderbaugh back with you on the Buckeye Show. Going into that last break, I told you this weekend is huge for Ohio State football recruiting. Right now, we're sending it out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Andrew Gillis of Cleveland.com joins us to tell us why. Andrew, thank you so much for being with us. Why don't we start there? Why is this a big weekend for Ohio State football recruiting-wise?
Yeah, I mean, there's some, you know, kind of big names on campus. You know, it's certainly interesting this week. I think, you know, last week there were only four kids. One of them was a commit already. You know, was kind of, you know, not high in quantity, but very high in quality. This weekend you have a little bit more just a lot of interesting chess pieces here because, you know, you don't have maybe that five-star talent, you know, that top of the line, you know, we're going to go get this kid by any means necessary, open up the blank check, that type of thing. But you've definitely got a lot of pieces that when you look at what Ohio State's 2027 class could look like, there are some, you know, pretty instrumental building block pieces that could be on campus this weekend.
Andrew, I know one of those is Angelo Smith, the younger brother of Jeremiah Smith, who has been committed to the Buckeyes. But Brian Hartline coming in now that he's down at South Florida and trying to flip Angelo. First of all, what do you make of Angelo? I know he's not as highly rated as his brother, but then what do you also make of Brian Hartline getting in on a recruitment like this from his former employer?
Yeah, well, to the first part, you know, you're right. You know, he's not highly rated. I think he's number, you know, 775 or something like that in the Rivals industry ranking. You know, he's kind of an undersized DB. He's listed at 5'8". You know, I would love to get, you know, maybe an exact measurement on that. I know these kids, you know, 15, 16, 17 years old, they change at the drop of a hat. So, you know, we'll see, you know, kind of what he comes in at. But, you know, I think of maybe like a, you know, like a Jordan Hancock type of player. You know, I think maybe of like a slot corner, like somebody that, you know, like a Miles Lockhart who's currently on the roster. You know, like somebody where you're probably not asking him to do everything. You know, we talk about a guy like Jermaine Matthews, say, oh, move him inside, move him outside. Jay Timmons, we have that. Like there's a lot of different, you know, kind of pieces there. I don't know if he has that, you know, in his arsenal. I think, you know, he's kind of going to have to be that slot player at the next level, whether he ends up at Ohio State or USF or wherever. But, you know, it is interesting, like you were saying, the Hartline connection. I mean, you know, I was talking with one of my coworkers and I was like, you know, I don't know exactly the day that Brian Hartline first reached out to Jeremiah Smith, but it was many years ago. And that relationship has obviously been strong for quite some time. So it just kind of makes sense to me, right? You know, I think it's a relationship thing. And I think it's one of those things where, you know, Brian Hartline's kind of letting him know, hey, if you want to go to Ohio State, that's great. That's where your family is. But, you know, I'm also here as well if you need another option.
Talking with Andrew Gillis, he covers the Ohio State Buckeyes for Cleveland.com. And Andrew, right now I'm looking at, you know, 2027 recruiting rankings from 24/7. The top four, kind of interesting. You've got Texas A&M at one, Oklahoma at two, the U at three, Florida at four. Way down the list, Ohio State at 11th. They've got 13 commits overall. What do you think of the Ohio State class for 2027 and how it's all coming together?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's interesting, you know, because you look at some of those names and, you know, you think about some of those schools. You know, I know Texas Tech has, you know, a very high, you know, kind of quality class. I think they've only got like probably like 10 or 11 commits right now. You know, like, you know, you start to look at some of these different classes and say, you know, okay, well, you know, how is this all going to play out? But the schools that you were kind of mentioning, you start to wonder how close they are to the finish line. Ohio State only has 13 kids right now in its 27 class. And yeah, I would have to double check the number, but I believe it was 10 or 11 players that committed to Ohio State after the football season began in 2025. So, you know, I think this is a really, really strong class for Ohio State, what they've got going right now. You know, you've got some really, really high level players. David DJ Jacobs is obviously an elite edge rusher. You pair him with Wyatt Smith, the kids who's going to be on campus this weekend. Offensive line looks good. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Ohio State has a five-star receiver committed. Like they've got a lot of pieces here. You know, and there's still kind of a long way to go. They don't have a corner in the class right now. They don't have an interior defensive lineman in the class right now. Like there's kind of a long way to go. And I'm just kind of starting to wonder here, you know, I think everybody was kind of waiting on this, you know, big surge for Ohio State. We didn't see a big surge until last year. I'm kind of wondering if that's going to be the same thing that we have this year. So good start, but I think there's going to be a strong finish.
Andrew, obviously this time of year with the official visits and then the camps coming up is important, but how much do you think, and talking to coaches and whatnot, has NIL changed that conversation? Because now you're not necessarily all about relationships, but there's the money topic, which you may not be talking about at this point.
I mean, it's kind of everything, right? You know, it's one of those situations where, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day and, you know, 10 years ago, you know, the example that I used, the relationship with Billy Price is much different than it is with Sam Greer. And, you know, that I think you see that with, you know, the official visits. I mentioned that Ohio State only had four last weekend. You know, DJ Jacobs, the superstar running back, the five-star running back was here. You know, borderline top five or borderline five-star. I think he's a four-star at this point. Benny Easter, the Texas Tech commit, was here. They had a five-star defensive lineman. They had a four-star linebacker commit. Like, that was it. I think you're starting to see this kind of new age infiltrate Ohio State and other top programs of, we're not going to waste our time if you're not serious with us and we're not serious with you. I think, you know, relationships kind of carry the day, but, you know, it is becoming a business world in college football. You know, think about it like the NFL. I mean, if, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals or the Cleveland Browns or whoever are trying to sign somebody, you know, that player might only take two or three visits. And sometimes that player might not take a visit because it could just come down to what the contract says. So I think you're starting to see this kind of NFLification start to hit high school recruiting.
It's very fascinating. And I'm curious to see where it goes, of course, with all this new proposed legislation and everything else in college sports right now. Andrew, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate all the information and your insight. Where can listeners find you on socials and find your work?
Yeah, go to cleveland.com/OSU. I will be there with kind of all kinds of recruiting stuff for the next month on Twitter at Andrew_Gillis70. Instagram, same thing. So wherever you have social media, I'll try to be there.
All right, Andrew. Thanks again, man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You guys too.
All right. There he is, Andrew Gillis of cleveland.com, joining us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. What do you make of that, Pat? Kind of the recruiting situation for Ohio State right now. And, you know, I was just looking at the rankings and looking at all their different recruits. 13 guys right now. Other teams are in that same spot. It's not a huge panic point for Ohio State, but you look at the top of the list, some teams have 19, 20 guys committed.
Yeah, and look, Ohio State's done this in the past, as Andrew mentioned. You know, getting kids on campus in the fall plays a part. But it's just a different recruiting world. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just be honest about it. You know, I was talking to one of the Ohio State men's basketball coaches recently, and he was saying, like, we don't even recruit the same way anymore because, you know, and you can compare it to football this offseason with all the guys that entered the transfer portal. Like, you're probably recruiting the elite guys, and then, like, the guys you know that really care about Ohio State, whether they're local or, you know, they're just really interested. But you're probably not putting as much effort into some of the kind of middle of the rankings guys that don't have that Ohio State connection, because the relationships just don't matter as much to a lot of these kids anymore. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing. Like, money talks.
Yeah.
And so, like, who are you going to pay? This superstar who can make an impact right away, or the guy you know that can come in and develop and, like, wants to be a part of your program? Those are the guys that you're probably putting the effort in. And so it's just a different dynamic in recruiting.
All right. A couple segments ago, we talked about that Athletic Ohio State fan survey. I was kind of coy with one thing. I saved one question for both of you guys to ponder.
You sneaky.
Which Buckeye newcomer are you most excited to see this season? So think about that during this break, and we're going to discuss coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
State fans, next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O Fry O Bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Hosting a passionate crew of Buckeye fans? Revamp your rec room for an epic watch party with power reclining sofas, massaging recliners, entertainment centers, and coffee tables from Bob's. They even have sofas with drop-down tables for snacks and beds. Shop in-store or online to score big on an incredible game day setup at Bob's Everyday Low Prices. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Common Man and Timmy.
I think I may hate geese more than anything else on Earth.
More than people?
I think I do. Wow. I hate geese.
Common Man and Timmy, Afternoons on the Fan, is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
This is Paul Keels for RV Wholesalers. Peace of mind, that's what you get when purchasing your next RV from RV Wholesalers. With every new RV purchase, Ohio residents receive the exclusive Buckeye Service Guarantee. If your RV is in the shop, RV Wholesalers will give you a free loaner. Also with a Buckeye Service Guarantee, you'll receive free delivery in the state of Ohio and three-day RV exchange. That's the exclusive Buckeye Service Guarantee. Only at RV Wholesalers in Lakeview, Mansfield, Delaware, and RVW.com. RV Wholesalers, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt as a team like no other, giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. We're very close to Buckeye football. Very close. Uncomfortably close. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
92 days close. 92 days away from kickoff against Ball State. Which brings us to an important topic. I told you I wanted you to ponder this during that break. Which Buckeye newcomer are you most excited to see in 92 days against Ball State? I'd love to hear from our YouTube chat as well. I want to know what's going on in there. Which Buckeye newcomer are you most excited to see? We're going to go with freshman, transfer portal, any newcomer. Any newcomer. Does not need to be a college football newcomer, an Ohio State newcomer. Nate, who are you most excited to see a new Buckeye this season?
I want to say Chris Henley, and I feel like Chris Henry won that poll, but I'm going to go with Earl Little.
Earl Little. Why?
I need that defense to be reloaded from last year. We lost so many guys off of one of the greatest defenses I've ever seen at Ohio State. And, you know, if we're going to have a similar offense to last year, I hope not. But if we do, we're going to need that defense to be as shut down as it was last year. So I'm going to need Earl Little in the backfield causing havoc all year long.
Earl Little coming in, a redshirt senior from Florida State. What do you think of Earl Little, Pat?
Yeah, I really liked what we saw from Earl Little in the spring. I think there was an assumption because he and Terry Moore both committed the Duke transfer, both committed within like a day of each other, if mm-hmm. I remember correctly. And I thought, like a lot of people, myself included, sort of viewed Terry Moore as sort of the deeper safety, Caleb Downs like, that can step up into the box but plays more of a true safety, whereas Earl Little might be the nickelback replacing Lorenzo Styles. That's not how they did it in the spring. Now Earl Little did some of that, but he was playing kind of all three spots. So I think, you know, you've got a guy, he's played at Alabama too. Mm-hmm. So had a really good year breaking out at Florida State last year. And now you come in, you've been in two, you know, big time programs, even though Florida State wasn't as good. So he knows what to expect, which I think is important. And I like him a lot.
For what it's worth, Ohio State on the Buckeye website has him listed as a cornerback right now.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Yeah, I know. I found that interesting as
they
well.
They did just update all of those, so that must be something. Ooh, mischecked.
Maybe I've leaked something yeah. here. I found something because I did find that interesting. I, you know, because I thought of him the same way. Like when Ohio State got Earl Little in the transfer portal, it was kind of like, okay, this guy's going to take over for Caleb Downs. And you talked about Terry Moore similarly, mm-hmm. But hey, they've got him listed as a cornerback right now, so maybe a little bit surprising there, and I guess you will certainly find out why in a couple months' time.
Yeah, we'll see. My pick is Christian Allegro, the linebacker from Wisconsin. The guy broke his hand, wrist, arm, whatever it was, against Ohio State last year, came out in the second half in a cast and finished the game. And if you remember correctly, that game wasn't particularly close. So to me, that's just like A plus on toughness factor, which I think immediately endeared me to him. And then watching him this spring, I think when you're losing guys like Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese, I think he can make up for some of that. Is he as crazy athletic as those two guys? No, but he can kind of move around like Arvell did, line up on, coming off the edge and things like that. And I don't think it hurts that he's played in the Big Ten before. And he played in a Luke Fickell defense. I remember one of the, I think it was the student appreciation day practice. He had a big play. They were doing red zone and he had a big play. And one of the Ohio State support staffers was standing in the back of the end zone and kept yelling something along the lines of like, "Ooh, that's Fickell's boy. That's Fickell's boy." Fickell had some pretty good defenses at Ohio State, right? So I don't think he's going to come in and be surprised by anything or, you know, have to adjust too much. I think he's a guy who's going to be a plug and play, ready to go type of player.
So as far as your guys' picks relate to this athletic fan pool, Earl Little Jr. received 13.4% of the vote. Christian Allegro received 4.2% of the vote.
Yes,
kind of surprised by that because remember the first thing that we heard about Christian Allegro when he transferred to Ohio State was they're using this guy in the Arvell Reese role.
Yeah.
I feel like more people would have been excited about that, but maybe that Christian Allegro hype has died down a little bit. I don't know.
Well, and the guy who got number one.
I imagine based on those numbers, Chris Henry Jr. took like 50% of the votes.
Chris Henry Jr. took 68.4% of the vote. My guy is James Smith. He's not even listed here. An Alabama transfer on the interior defensive line. Like, I'm excited to see James Smith in the push that he can provide from the middle. Last season at Alabama, James Smith, 28 tackles, 6.5 for loss, 2.5 sacks. That's solid. Played in 15 games for the Crimson Tide. And underratedly, this is extremely stupid what I'm about to say, but he's wearing number 3, and that's going to look sick on the interior defensive line. So I'm excited to see that.
I'm really enjoying this Alabama is our minor league system thing going on.
It feels like everybody transferring in is from Alabama. Even Earl Little touched Alabama.
Yeah, I've been working on a story there on that.
Ooh, good tease.
Yeah. But look, Chris Henry Jr., it's the obvious one for Buckeye fans, and I get it, right? He's the next star wide receiver. My question there is just, does he have a major role? And I know Dave Biddle points this out a lot, and I forget the exact numbers, but like I think Carnell Tate, his freshman season, had 18 catches. Like, that was it. And you know what Carnell Tate went on to do. Not everybody is Jeremiah Smith, who's going to go in and have that immediate impact. Like Garrett Wilson, it took towards the second half of his freshman season for him to kind of come on. Some guys, it's taken until their sophomore year to really make an impact. Like Marv, we really didn't do much until really that Rose Bowl, I guess, but it was really that sophomore year. So now obviously there's an opportunity here because they don't have, as you mentioned earlier, they don't have that obvious number two to Jeremiah Smith, at least as an outside receiver. So there's an opportunity there, but he's got some competition. So I'm excited to see Chris. I just think it might be, again, like the latter half of the year. It's a big adjustment. He's a skinny kid. Like, he's going to have to battle with some of these corners and things like that, and they'll get him right, but it may just take a little bit.
Yeah, and to your point about Carnell Tate, like, he did have 18 catches that first year, and you go back to, I'm looking at his game log right now, the bulk of this came against Purdue. 3 catches for 79 yards against Purdue. He finished the year with 18 grabs for 264 yards. He was featured more against Penn State. He had 3 catches in that game and, you know, played a little bit more as the season went on. But I kind of view Chris Henry Jr. similarly to some of these other, you know, I know some of these guys are 5 stars, but, you know, that 4, 4.5 star receiver that comes in at Ohio State and isn't expected to explode right away. Like, I think people understand the pedigree of this receiver. They see the size, the high school production, the highlight tape, and you're like, wow.
Also didn't help spring game MVP.
That's also true. That is also true, and I did forget about that, or at least move it to the back of my mind.
Yeah,
I don't view him the same way as I view Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah.
Maybe that's wrong, but I just don't.
I just think I need to see it come game time. And that's true about any freshman.
Right. Ohio State has protected these guys traditionally, too. Think about Julian. You said Julian Sain even in the Texas game.
Yeah. So, look, Chris is going to be really good. I know the coaches are really excited about him and whatnot. And maybe he does. You know, maybe he has a great fall camp and is that other outside receiver to Jeremiah. And you know, I'll admit it. I said before Jeremiah's freshman year, like, let's pump the brakes a little bit. And I was dead wrong on that. So it's definitely possible, but not every 5-star receiver that comes to Ohio State is Jeremiah, and that does not mean that Chris won't have a really good career and go on to do great things in the NFL.
51 new players for the Buckeyes this season. Other guys that receive votes, Terry Moore, 3%, Jacoby Jackson, 5.5%, all others, 5.5%. Does anybody else come to mind for you, Pat, that we need to be aware of going into this season that maybe could pop and have a bigger role than expected?
I'm a little surprised that Brock Boyd didn't make this list, another receiver who, again, he's in a bit of a different role, but first, he was for a while the only freshman to lose his black stripe during spring. He was the first guy, did it very quickly. And, you know, Chris did it towards the end of spring. So that's a guy who I just thought Buckeye fans might have. Now, he wasn't listed. I don't know how Cam did this poll, if that was even, you know, if players or excuse me, fans could put in guys like that or if it was just other. But that's a guy who I could see. Similarly to Chris Henry, having an impact as the year goes on, maybe even a special teams guy that gets people excited for what's to come. In terms of the transfers, I think these are the main guys. Mm-hmm. You have Quay Russo, who could have a big impact coming off the edge, another Alabama transfer. So he's another guy. But, you know, I think this is the chunk of the list, at least.
No Legend Bay mention either, which I was a little bit surprised.
Well, and, you know, I think the injury, like, had he played in the spring game and done some things like Chris Henry did or had a couple moments, he probably would make this. But, yeah, being injured probably doesn't help just because you heard about him if you're a Buckeye fan, but you haven't really seen anything.
All right, Nate Puderbaugh, gear up. It's almost your time to shine. Nate has the College Football Pulse coming up next. Buckeye Show here on The Fan.
An encyclopedic knowledge of sports and other random things you may or may not care about.
I think I found my mentor.
Rockman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
The weather in Central.
One medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care. Better value. Better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good evening. I'm Nate Puderbaugh with your sports update. Out of Muirfield Village is round two of the Memorial Tournament. JT Poston takes the lead into the weekend at 9-under after shooting 7-under par today. Ryan Gerard sits just a stroke back with Sam Burns and Tommy Fleetwood with sitting within 5 strokes. Tonight in the NBA, it's game two of the finals as the New York Knicks take a 1-0 lead into San Antonio. Tip-off is at 8:30. The Cincinnati Reds are on the road this evening to start a 3-game series with St. Louis. The Reds have lost 5 of their last 7. Brady Singer is on the mound for Cincinnati, taking on the Cardinals' Kyle Leahy. First pitch is at 8:15. Catch all the action immediately following the Buckeye Show. The Guardians are on the road tonight looking to set the Rangers' 3-game home winning streak. First pitch is at 8:15. Parker Messick duels it out with Texas's Kumar Rocker. And the Columbus Clippers are at home tonight starting the home portion of their series with Omaha. bringing sports news, weapons of the Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Hour two of the program. Thanks so much for being with us on this Friday evening, wherever you might be listening from. I'm Dylan Tyer, filling in for Brandon Beam. Pat Murphy is with me, and Nate Puderbaugh is running things behind the scenes. Right now, it is time for the College Football Pulse. Later this hour, Pat's going to get us set for the FIFA World Cup, which starts in less than a week. And we're going to wrap things up with hashtag Buckeyes as well as 97.1 The Fan's fan poll today. Nate, where are we going with the College Football Pulse, brother?
All right, earlier today, CBS Sports put out their listing of what they think are going to be the top 15 most important college football games in 2026. If we include the Big Ten title game, how many of the top 15 do you think include Ohio State?
All right. Off the top of my head, Texas, Indiana. I'm going to say Michigan is not on. You think it's on the list?
I bet it's on there just because of what
it
is.
All right, I'm going to leave Michigan off. Oregon, right?
Yeah, Oregon could definitely be on there.
All right, give me four Ohio State games.
Six. Oh, wow. Almost half the poll.
Whoa.
12th was USC. Michigan is at 9. Texas is at 7. Oregon is at 5. The Big Ten title game is at 3. And Indiana, the second most important game of 2026.
What was number one?
The SEC title game, because of course it was.
Well, sure, yeah, obviously.
Do you buy that? The Ohio State-Indiana game being the second most impactful game of the college football season right now?
I think it's just, look, you have the last two national champions. You have the two teams that played to a very tight Big Ten championship game. Even the game 2 years ago in Columbus, like, pretty good contest for most of it. So if Indiana is, we talked about this earlier, like, if they can show, hey, we're sustaining, like, this isn't a two-year run, you know, we're able to reload after we win, like, that type of stuff, then yeah, I mean, it could be two of the best teams in the country.
It could be an unbeaten versus unbeaten, and the winner is like the one seed.
Yeah, and this list is most meaningful college football games of 2026. And, I mean, you look at that point in the season where both these teams could be. We talked about the difficulty of Ohio State's schedule, the over-under set at 9.5 wins. That could tilt you one way or another. That, I mean, that is certainly an impactful game for Ohio State, that Indiana game.
I want to give a round of applause to Brent Venables.
Okay.
We mock him a lot here on this show.
Words rarely spoken.
but he had the guts to say the quiet thing out loud. At the SEC meetings, he said, if you want to be in complete, total control of your schedule in the playoffs, win your games. It worked in our favor in November, where we had a really challenging last four games. Had we not gone 4-0, we probably didn't deserve to be in. I'm good with that. Well done. Thank you for saying the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, respect. Honestly, that's what it comes down to, right? He's kind of speaking like a fan there. That's a simplified approach, but I don't like the posturing, right? And I don't like the excuses. Well, you know, if we lose these games, we're not going to make the college football playoff. We're just not going to do it.
If we just hadn't scheduled Ohio State, right, we would have been in the playoff.
Well, it's that's better. The thing. It's fun. You need to do it. It's good.
Remind us where Brent Venables coaches.
He's in Oklahoma.
And who is their biggest rival?
Texas.
Oh, and what did Texas do at the end of last season?
Lose.
Yeah, and complain.
So
I think that's not only great that he said that because it's true, but also I think taking a little bit of a shot at your rival, who's been running their mouth, by the way.
Oh, yeah. While dodging Texas Tech, which has been also the funny thing of the last 2 weeks, I've enjoyed a whole lot. Now, one last little poll here we had. I saw this earlier in the week, and I had one major complaint on it, but it's an interesting look. Ranking the toughest college football schedule stretches in 2026.
Okay.
Basically, the top three games in a row that were the toughest. I'm just going to give you what the top five was from CBS. Number five was Auburn. They have at Georgia, LSU at home, and at Ole Miss in three games in a row. Number four was Mississippi State at LSU, home versus Oklahoma at Texas. Number three, LSU. home versus Alabama, home versus Texas at Tennessee. Two is Iowa at Michigan, home versus Ohio State at Washington, and number one, Northwestern at Oregon, home versus Iowa at Ohio State. That sucks.
Yeah, especially if you're Northwestern.
Yes.
Like, just being, you know, that's, I mean, I know they've played in a couple Big Ten championship games, but that's not a program that I think really prioritize, or that's not a school that really prioritizes football. So, yeah, there's, did you say LSU was on there twice?
LSU is on there, it's, Auburn has LSU, which is why I mentioned it.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing I wanted to mock a little bit. Michigan is number six on this schedule. Tell me which one of these things is wrong. At Oregon, November 14th. At Ohio State, November 28th. Home versus UCLA.
That order doesn't seem to make sense.
Also, one of those teams is not very difficult to play
at all.
Why is that difficult?
I'm going to play a little bit of a devil's advocate here, and I know Big Ten fans and Ohio State fans might not like this, but I'm looking at some of these SEC gauntlets. I think some of these are considerably harder than like a Northwestern, or they had Iowa up there, like LSU going Bama, Texas, Tennessee, Mississippi State going LSU, Oklahoma, Texas, and Auburn going Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss. I would say any of those are considerably more difficult than having Iowa plopped between Oregon and Ohio State.
I mean, most of the top 10 is SEC teams.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real.
I always knew you were an SEC homer.
I mean, I respect the conference. They got good teams, man. The Big Ten's been dominant with three consecutive national champions, right? But,
well, and here's the thing. Like, those three venues you listed, like, I didn't follow which were home and away, but the SEC for sure has some of the toughest places to play. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any question about that. Like,
going to LSU at night is just a nightmare, yeah, no matter right. who you are.
Yeah, like Mississippi State's got at LSU, at Texas. Not that Texas is like some crazy atmosphere or anything.
It's good,
it's
though.
Going to
my,
Texas.
I mean, I'll let you know after I go. I didn't make the trip last time, but from my understanding, it's a pretty good atmosphere. Yeah, the SEC, I think that's for sure where they still have the Big Ten. Like, Ohio Stadium, sometimes Michigan Stadium, Penn State at night, Nebraska's always good.
Oregon, of course.
Oregon, yeah. Washington was awesome last year, even though it was during the day. So, like, they've got some good stadiums, some good atmospheres, but SEC just has more. It helps that they also get to play more.
Here's my pushback on it, and it's one of the reasons I have complained about a bunch of these SEC schedules that are listed on here. I saw a poll this week. It was like, the toughest place to play, number one, LSU. Like, number two was Neyland Stadium. Look, I get it gets loud at Neyland. If it were that hard to play at, maybe Tennessee wouldn't lose so always.
Well, that doesn't take into account the talent on the field for
It must not be that hard to play at.
Yeah, I mean, you still have to go against the guys, and if you don't have the right guys or the right coaches, that does make it a bit easier. But, yeah, I've heard Tennessee gets wild, and, like, you know, obviously the size of the stadium plays into that too, right, and things like that, but... yeah, I mean, most of the Big Ten stadiums, let's be honest. Like, Michigan State is an underrated one. I think we did this last summer, right? We talked about some of the best road venues. Like, Michigan State, when they're good, when they, like, that run when they were going against Ohio State,
yep.
Like, I went up to a couple games there. That place got after it.
Okay, I want to bring something up here.
Sure.
Was Ohio State on that list or no?
And they have the hardest schedule in the Big Ten, which
Ohio
I don't get.
Ohio State in... three straight games at Indiana, at USC versus Oregon.
Yes. I thought that,
like,
would
how is that not on the list?
Don't ask me.
The USC.
Meanwhile, we have a UCLA game listed as part of the
they're not the same list, but that other list that we read off with the most meaningful games had USC and Ohio State on it. It was the 12th most meaningful game of the college football season, and Indiana was number two. Oregon was six. Each of these games are played consecutively by Ohio State. What are we doing with this list?
Not a very good list, but I thought it was interesting to look at.
No, it's a very interesting list. It's a kind of an interesting concept, right?
Yeah, like what is like the, because you always hear like the gauntlet, like these teams have to go through. It's like let's really look at what your gauntlet is.
I'm just surprised to not see Ohio State on it, but I guess you got to create some clickbait somehow, or create that. That's rage baiting a guy like me. Weird.
That's the pulse for today.
Appreciate it, Nate. Thank you for putting that together. Okay, I need you to put together another list now. Like, I've asked you to do a lot of work on this program, both you guys. But it's summer in Columbus. We've got the memorial in town, obviously. This is a great place to be in the summer. You know, Ohio, people say what they say about the state of Ohio. Oh, Ohio, flyover state, all that. But I would put up the summer in Ohio, in Columbus specifically, really against anywhere. It's beautiful here. There are lots of different things to do. So coming up next, I want to hear how you guys like to spend your summers in this city. Get together a list during this break. Give me your top five summer activities or events in Columbus. If you want to do it in our YouTube chat as well, I would love to get ideas from you guys or hear what you have to say. So send those in the YouTube chat. We're going to go over those lists coming up next. Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up. But it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trusted. Visit CareSource.com.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State team shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Attention Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000-plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at town-properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
What's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team. That's not all. Our experienced team provides insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at optimizedit.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
Relax and let Kroger Pickup handle your grocery shopping this week. We start with only the freshest items, then choose your favorites. Carefully pack everything up and load it right into your trunk so you can feel confident it's what you ordered. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Pickup and Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first pickup or delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, on Saturday, look for a few rain showers early in the day and then a 60% chance of rain, even a couple of thunderstorms in the afternoon, evening hours. Some of those storms could be strong to severe, highs in the upper 80s. On Sunday, a lot of this will exit the area and we will slowly turn drier, highs in the middle 80s, near 90 on Monday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
We here at The Fan believe there's no such thing as too much Ohio State coverage. You're locked in to The Buckeye Show.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. I am Dylan Tyer filling in for your usual host, Brandon Beam. Pat Murphy is with me. We've got Nate Puderbaugh running the show. Coming up, Pat's going to tell us about the FIFA World Cup, which starts next week. I'm very excited for that. I need some insight on the FIFA World Cup. And we'll wrap up the show following that with the fan poll, which I absolutely love today. We'll get to it in just a bit. But right now, it's time to make a list. It's summer in this great city. Columbus, Ohio is an awesome place to be when the weather is right. So give me your top five summer activities or events in Columbus, Ohio. Pat told me during the break that he has what he thinks to be a very unorthodox list. So let's just start with it. I want to hear this. What's so weird about your list, Pat?
Do you want me to start with five?
Yeah, we'll go 5-1.
Okay.
Nate, are you prepared for this as well?
I'm good.
Let's
go. And do we want to rotate through, or do you want to just do the whole list at once?
Just give me yours, because it's so weird.
All right.
I feel like mine's relatively simple, so I'm more curious about your guys' lists.
All right, so at number five, I have Shakespeare in the Park, which they do over in German Village.
Love that.
And I was an English major in college, took a lot of Shakespeare classes.
Nerd.
Yes.
I took a Shakespeare class in college, too.
I took like six. I have a ton of Shakespeare stuff. But these are fun. If you've never done it, like, you don't have to really like Shakespeare. It's a cool experience. It supports local, you know, causes, plays, whatever you want to say. You can bring your own stuff. You sit out on the grass. You can bring chairs. Like, nice day, evening, they do it. It's a lot of fun. So that would be number five. Number four is the first day of Ohio State's fall camp, which, by the way, I was thinking of this as we're talking about summer activities. It's called fall camp. I know Austin gets really irritated with fall camp, but that is what it is. And I say that because a lot of times people ask me, like, once that kind of gets going, they're like, oh, like, your summer's kind of over, right? Like, it's back to work. And I'm like, well, like, I'm covering football,
yeah.
You know? And so from, like, spring practice on, I am basically just trying to come up with stuff to do. And once you hit fall camp, A, you're back out there, you're at the Woody, like, football's almost here. It also just means, like, easy going in terms of what I need to write. Like, you know, we try and figure out stuff all summer on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of Buckeye stuff. Makes it way easier. Plus, I love what I do. Number three.
Before you get to three, it's funny that you brought up the start of fall camp.
Okay.
Because I didn't even think of, like, Ohio State football season and making my list. And in all reality, like, I went to the Texas game last year and had an awesome time.
Yeah.
It was still summer during
that technically
game.
Like, I think we think of it as fall because that's football season, right? That's why I went with, like, the start of fall camp instead of the first game.
No, you're clear on that. All right, give me three.
Yeah, number three is the Jazz and Rib Festival.
Oh, okay. So I have not been to this, and I was doing a little research for my list. I need to go to
that. Oh, you absolutely do.
Is it packed? Is it busy? What's it like?
It does get busy, but, like, it lasts all day, so you can, or, like, from, you know, it starts at, like, noon or whatever.
Also, it depends on who the headliner is.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Taco Fest is a nightmare, which they have moved to Fortress Obetz, I think, year, but they had it down by Cosi the last couple years, and it was, like, you had to stand in a two-hour line to get a taco.
Oh, yeah, no, this is a ton of different rib stands.
This
and things
sounds
like
awesome.
That. Yeah.
Okay, I need
no,
to go.
It's a good time. And my wife's friend from back home in Cleveland, I don't know if she's still doing it, but she used to work the festival for one of the vendors that comes down from there. So it was always good to see her. And maybe that's why I don't think of long lines, because she was working. But no, it's a good one. Number two are crew games, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
And that's self-explanatory if you know anything about me. And then number one, and this is the really niche one, even more than Shakespeare in the Park, Upper Arlington, 4th of July. I grew up in Upper Arlington, and 4th of July there, and I know 4th of July is big for a lot of places. So 4th of July is, like, the event in Upper Arlington of the year. Like, everybody's high school reunions, things like that, they're always around the 4th of July because people come back. It's one of my favorite days of the year. It's like starts at about 8 a.m. The parade, I think, starts at 9. So it's a good time. It's a long day. It's a fun day. But I look forward to that every year.
That's an awesome list. And what I like about your list is, for the most part, is it is very genuinely and authentically unique to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's very specific to me. I was texting my wife about some ideas, and she was the one who came up with the Jazz and Rib Fest, which I had not thought about. But I was just like, yeah, we're going to go very specific here.
Yeah. No, I like that. Nate, What have you cooked up for us?
All right, number five. My number five used to be crew games, but now I had to go almost the entire summer with no crew games.
That's true. It's a weird year.
It's they're not starting in August. So I'm going to go with the Clippers for the summer.
I thought about that.
Number five this year. It's always great to go out to Huntington Park, catch a game, have a few drinks, Diamond Dog Night, Dollar Dog Nights. Always a good time. Number four, I love the local music scene. So the crowning moment of the local music scene every year is ComFest. It's this year, the last weekend of June.
That's probably six on my list. That was one I debated too.
I've broadcasted from it a dozen times over the years. I've seen so many bands. So I always love supporting local music scene and going out to ComFest. Number three, speaking of local music, but more the arts scene, the Columbus Arts Festival. Next weekend is always a good time. So many vendors, so much cool artists, and like I said, so many great bands. I'm very excited. The band Karate Coyote is reuniting to play the headline one of the nights. Snarls and Doc Robinson, two great local bands, are going to be playing as well. So I always enjoy going out to the Arts Festival. Number two, the Doo-Dot Parade.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. I've done that thing so many times. You just show up. It is wacky. Anyone can do anything they want, kind of, within reason. Everyone has a good time. It is the best parade in Columbus all year on the 4th of July. I highly recommend the Doo-Dot Parade. Number one, the first Ohio State game of the season.
There it is.
I had completely forgotten about that. I left it off my list. That's another good list, show too. I like all that stuff. I think it just, in my mind, it's like
it feels. It's why the Memorial isn't on mine, because I think spring.
Okay, well,
the end of spring. Buckeye football is the end of summer.
All right, so I'll start off with five. Similar to you, I went with a Clippers game because it's something generic that everybody can do. It's not unique to me, but it's a fun thing to do. And more specifically, I will go dime a dog at a Clippers game. Have I done the 999 challenge on a dime a dog night at Huntington Park before? Yes, I have. Yeah. And it is very fun. And there's a lot of people there. It's not like the most fun to stand in line and wait for your dogs. But when you get up there and get them, it's an amazing feeling. You get to your seat and you just go to town. And what's better than a summer baseball game, right? Like sitting out there chatting with your friends, having a good time. It is amazing. So Dime a Dog Night at a Clippers game is number five on my list. Number four, I'm going to go specific to where I live too. I'm going to go that Worthington Farmers Market. I think I'm going to be there tomorrow morning. It's just delightful. Fun to walk around in Old Worthington. Lots of good local vendors bringing their different fruits and vegetables out there. Sometimes they've got pastries. Ramble Coffee in the past has had a little booth there. I'm a big coffee guy, so I really like that. The Worthington Farmers Market. And I know a lot of people like that Bridge Park Farmers Market too. So, you know, you can go generally a farmers market in Columbus. They're all good, but I really like the Worthington one in Old Worthington. Something else that I've enjoyed to do over the summer, head out to Hoover Reservoir, get in a kayak, and go fishing. That's a great way to spend an afternoon. Bring a hat, put on some sunscreen, because you're going to get a lot more sun than you thought. But getting in a kayak, just boating in general, I think is a lot of fun. But, you know, I like fishing. Getting in a kayak and fishing out there at the Hoover Reservoir, had a great time doing that in the past. Number two, I'm going to go the Memorial, because for me, you know, Nate talked about the Memorial Tournament being the end of spring. For me, it's the start of summer. So, you know, I think the Memorial is really a nice beginning to all of this stuff that we have talked about in Columbus. It's like, hey, we're going to showcase Columbus. Everybody has a great time at the Memorial Tournament, whether you are there, whether you're at somebody's house for a party, whether you're just in the city feeling the buzz, because there is a palpable buzz when the Memorial comes to town. People are excited about it, I think, no matter where you are in Columbus. So the Memorial number two for me, and very simply number one overall, going golfing. There's so many great places to golf in Columbus for so many different price points. There are great private clubs here. There are great public courses in the surrounding area. And I'm a huge golfer, so I absolutely love it. Get out as much as possible. You know, when the hockey season ends, that's my day job. I'm with the Blue Jackets. When the hockey season ends, you of course want it to go as long as possible. And there are still hockey teams playing right now in the Stanley Cup final. But when the season ends, that means it's summer. That means it's time to golf. And I absolutely love that. So that is the top five for me. Dime a Dog Night, Worthington Farmers Market, going kayaking at Hoover Reservoir, the Memorial Tournament, and golf. Did I leave anything off the list? Did any of us leave anything off the list? Like, we got some honorable mentions out there. When is Sonic Temple? Is that that's during
a couple
the
weeks.
Summer?
It's a couple of weeks ago. It's again another end of spring.
Yeah, end of spring thing. I thought about including that.
I did too, and I was like, no, it's too early in May.
Yeah. Anything else that we left out? Nobody said anything in the chat about this, I don't think.
I mean, Boom, involved, but people. I don't enjoy going to Boom.
Yeah, I was gonna, like, Red, White, and Boom is like a big thing here in Columbus, but it's also like a big to do, so I don't know if that's a fun thing for everybody. Yeah. For some people, I'm sure.
Dublin Irish Fest is a good time.
Dublin Irish Festival is a good one. I did Boom a few years, like around college, maybe a couple years after that. We did it sometimes. I mean, I'll watch Boom from somewhere. Like,
yeah.
I'll get together with some people. My friend used to live in an apartment complex that had a great garage that we could watch it from, like perfect view of it, and like no issues getting down there, whatever. But no longer lives there, so that makes it a little more difficult.
I almost included just going out to a patio for beers.
Yeah, that was
like, that's, I mean, that's,
I thought about that. Yeah.
I feel like everybody in this city, specifically like if you're an adult male of a certain age, like the weather gets to a temperature and you're like, you get that Pavlov's dogs response where you're like, where's a patio? Let's go.
Go to a good brewery with a good outdoor fart.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Like picnic tables, some grass beneath your feet, nice IPA, hazy IPA, you know, waste the afternoon away.
Yeah.
Nothing better than that. All right, guys. Well, I liked your lists. Very, very good list by both of you. I think you beat mine. But this summer, we've got something that we don't get every summer.
That's true.
And that's the FIFA World Cup. I know this is the Buckeye show, but I want to talk about the World Cup. I think Team USA has, what, 3 Ohio connections, 2 Columbus connections. So you're going to tell us a little bit about that. I just need a World Cup primer to get us ready. We're less than a week away. So Pat, who is an expert on all things soccer, is going to give us a FIFA World Cup primer. Stick around. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family's story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
All Buckeyes, all the time. You are listening to The Buckeye Show.
Dylan Tyre, Pat Murphy, and Nate Puderbaugh with you on this Friday evening. We've talked about it all show long. We have been waiting for this. It is a FIFA World Cup primer with Pat Murphy. The FIFA World Cup starts in less than a week. It's going to start, what, next Thursday?
Yep.
We've got a couple of games opening things up. I've got them for you right here as soon as my internet gets going. The FIFA World Cup opens on Thursday, June 11th. Mexico taking on South Africa and Korea battling Czechia.
Yes.
What do we need to know about this tournament?
Yeah, so first of all, before people just turn off because they're not soccer people, like the World Cup is
It's
different.
Interesting. It's different.
Yes, the World Cup.
I wouldn't ask you about it if I didn't care.
Good point. The World Cup is like March Madness. It's like the college football playoff. It's like the Super Bowl where everybody, I recommend tuning in. Like, you don't have to like soccer. It's just a big event. And, you know, plenty of places across the country will be doing, and in Columbus will be doing events and things like that for this. So I think it's just a fun, if you're a sports fan, like it's one of those things. But yeah, it's interesting because the World Cup has had, I had this pulled up here. I believe it's 8 winners all time. Like, it's one of those tournaments or one of those things where It's more or less the same team. Brazil's won it 5 times. Germany's won it 4 times. Italy, who did not make it, has won it 4 times. Argentina, 3 times. Uruguay, twice. France, twice. England, 1. Spain, 1. So while the U.S. may not be one of those teams that you expect to win it, I think they are an interesting team. They've been kind of up and down recently, but had some really good form before that. In terms of just the tournament in general, this is, you and I were talking about this before the show. This is the biggest, they're billing it as the biggest World Cup ever because they expanded just like they do in all sports these days. They expanded it to 48 teams. So you get an extra couple groups. You get an extra round in the knockout rounds. So basically you have group games. Everybody plays everybody. Then it used to be the top two teams go through. Now the top two teams and some third place teams will go through to the knockout round. Then single elimination goes to extra time and penalty kicks if it ends in a tie. So no actual ties. But yeah, I think if you're looking for teams to watch, like the big teams, some of the ones I mentioned, Germany, France, Portugal's another one that's a heavy favorite, or one of the favorites, I guess I should say.
And Ronaldo is participating at 41 years old.
41 years old. I heard the stat today. There are 7 players in this World Cup, 40 or older, that could play, that are on the rosters. In the past, I don't know however many World Cups there's been, quite a few, every 4 years, there have been only 7 40-plus-year-old, 40 or more. So this tournament could double the number of guys.
That's insane.
40 or more that are playing in the World Cup.
Ronaldo is Portuguese for Correct. People out there that
yes,
don't know.
He is 41. Messi also playing in this World Cup. This will be their 6th World Cups for both of them, which is, I believe, a record for number of World Cups, or at least ties the record. So you have the big names, but there'll also be guys that emerge in this World Cup. Players that you may not have heard of that may be more, to use a word I've used a couple times already, niche for soccer people. But basically, you've got games going, and I told you this before the show, there are some days where there's a game at midnight, and then they just kind of come every few hours throughout the day. So you can, if you're sitting at home on a weekend, or if you work from home, like something to put on in the background, you get, this is the best of the best. So if you're like, hey, I don't love watching the crew because it's not great soccer, or, whatever it may be, this is the best of the best. You're going to see the best players in the world other than the Italians. And it's here. It's, it's in the U.S. Now, we're a little different than a lot of countries because of how big this country is. And so it's not as easily accessible as, say, we're in France when France is hosting it. But it's a cool thing. And I should say it's being hosted between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. But most of the games are in the U.S., including all 3 U.S. games. They play in L.A., Seattle, and L.A. So, look, I'm excited. I know, I've talked to a lot of people who aren't necessarily big soccer fans who've been asking about it. And, I think it happens every 4 years. Give it, if you're not somebody who's tuned in before, like, give it a shot. It's at least worth a watch.
All right, I'm going to ask you about the Americans in just a minute because I need to figure out if we've got a shot here, or at least how far we can go. By the way, Team USA will open up against Paraguay on Friday, June 12th, so a week from this evening. That's at Los Angeles Stadium. There are no sponsor names for these stadiums.
Yes, they took SoFi is Los Angeles Stadium, Seattle Stadium. They literally had to remove, I believe, their sponsors.
Okay, who are the 3 best soccer players in the world? Like, who are the guys that, or maybe 4 or 5, who are the guys that we need to know in this tournament? Like, who are the stars going to be?
Yeah, well, we mentioned the big names in Ronaldo and Messi. You've got Harry Kane for England, who was
Harry Kane.
Yes, he played for Tottenham for a long time, now plays for Bayern Munich. He's an incredible player, and he's getting up there. He's not quite 40, but he's getting towards the end. But this is probably his last World Cup. You caught me off guard a little bit here.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Bruno Fernandes, who plays for my Manchester United, I should probably think of him first. Beam would be very mad. He just set the English Premier League record for most assists in a season with 21. He's a guy who is playing, despite being on the wrong side of 30, playing as well as he ever has. And with Portugal, everybody on Portugal is kind of overshadowed by the presence of Ronaldo. He's like LeBron. Like, he just has that aura about him. Similar with Argentina, but they've had those level of players for years. But Bruno Fernandes, probably a better player now, even though Ronaldo will get a lot of the publicity. I think, Messi's still very much in it. I know he's now playing in MLS, but he's still, they won the World Cup last time. He was a huge part of it. He'll be a huge part of it again.
Mbappe, I think, the last World Cup was kind of his coming out party.
Yeah.
Is he still up there?
He is. Now, he's kind of garnered a bit of a negative reputation. So he moved from PSG to Real Madrid a few years ago. Since then, PSG has won back-to-back Champions League, which is like the best team in all of Europe. They have not been able to win that with Messi or Mbappe before. He's gone to Real Madrid, who had won quite a few Champions Leagues. They have struggled, and some of it is a ego issue in the locker room, and he's kind of gotten attributed with some of that. So it'll be interesting to see. He's always done well with France, and France is loaded. I mean, France, Spain, Brazil, who you typically think of as being one of the favorites, and they are. I actually pulled up the favorites here according to DraftKings. You've got Spain, France, England, Portugal, Brazil, and Argentina are the top six. But Brazil's roster is not as talented, maybe, as some Brazil teams in the past, and they don't have maybe some of the flair that Brazil teams have been known for. But a team that could, like, sort of sneak up on people. They're Brazil. It's like Ohio State. But, like, they're a little bit underrated, I think, based on how
people are talking about them.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
All right. People are talking about the United States of America because, like you said, we're hosting the tournament. I think the way that they rolled out the roster and told different players, maybe didn't tell players, was questionable.
Yeah.
Their gaffer, their, what do you call it, manager, head coach, whatever, Pochettino. He's been out there too. I think he was talking to AC Milan. People didn't like that.
Yep.
What's the deal with the Americans? Do we got a shot? I think we got a favorable draw in the group. They have Paraguay, Australia, and Turkey. What's the deal with the Americans?
Well, they're at plus 6,000, which sounds like a lot, but is actually like the 12th best odds, it looks like.
And I think that's probably comparable with where we're kind of ranked in the world.
I believe they are 12th, which the FIFA rankings are a little... They're not the best. There's no like great way to do it. Like, I would say college football rankings are better handled than the FIFA rankings, because at least these people are like, you're playing similar teams and whatnot. I am pretty high on the U.S. A lot of people are down. They were playing really well. So when you host the World Cup, you don't have to qualify. So it takes away basically a lot of your competitive games in between one World Cup and the next. So they haven't had those games. Because of that, they haven't had the team together the full time, because guys get called up. Like, it's not the same roster, similar to like hockey in the Olympics and whatnot. But they were playing well. And then this last probably month and a half ago, they had a camp where they played against Belgium and Portugal. They lost both games. They sort of experimented a little bit, and I thought they played okay. They lost. They lost two games. And I feel like that's kind of dropped people's expectations. Do they have a chance to win it? Probably not. But could they make a run? And once you get to the knockout rounds, anything's possible, right? It's like March Madness there. You just have to win on the day. They've got talent. Christian Pulisic, Weston McKennie, guys like that are playing over in Europe. This has been the big thing for US in the past, is like, how many guys do you have playing at the highest level? And now they have a handful of guys playing at the highest level. It'll be about, can they come together as a team and whatnot? Because again, they haven't played together a ton, but I think they could win their group. Like, I don't think it's an overly challenging group. One thing, and this is just an aside, that's been a big topic is the heat in the US, which I do think might give them an advantage, because a lot of these players, and not just the ones that play here, but just grew up, they know what they're getting into. I listen to a lot of English soccer podcasts, and they're like freaking out about what's going to happen. It's like, it's going to be so hot. And I'm just like, it's not that, like, MLS plays throughout the summer. So like, it's doable. They will have water breaks. So basically you're kind of playing in quarters in this. So I think that could be an advantage, is like, they're used to these temperatures. Even the guys that play overseas, like, come back in the summer and play in tournaments and stuff. So I think that could help them, but I think it's a solid team. The roster was a bit controversial in terms of some players that maybe people thought deserved to make it, including former Columbus Crew player Aiden Morris, who's now over in England. But I think if you look at how Pochettino wants to play, and I'm not the biggest Pochettino fan, but I think in terms of the way he wants to play, I think the roster will make sense once we kind of see it play out.
Has anybody ever told you you look like Clint Dempsey?
No, I don't think I've ever gotten that one.
And that is a USA soccer poll, folks.
Yeah, there you go.
Great job,
He's
Pat.
A bit taller than I am.
Maybe. Yeah, we don't know that.
Better at soccer, I can promise you. I do know that. I've stood next to him.
Damn it.
I mean, most people are taller than me, if we're being honest.
That was great. I feel a lot better about the World Cup now. Good. I know some stuff, so thank you very much, Pat Murphy. I appreciate it. Coming up next, it is time to wrap things up on the Buckeye Show. The fan poll today, I absolutely love. We are talking summer beverages, your favorite summer bevies coming up. Buckeye Show on the Fan.
30 years, Schumacher Homes has been building affordable custom homes throughout the Buckeye State. Experience true customization on your land, your way, without any compromises. Come visit any of our 9 Ohio model home and design studio locations to see the latest in design trends and learn about our award-winning building process, or start online at SchumacherHomes.com. You'll be surprised how affordable a custom home will be. Schumacher Homes, proud home building sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Inside the body, cancer divides, but inside the James, we unite. With nearly 300 cancer specialists, each focused on a single type of cancer, and over 1,500 researchers relentlessly pursuing new discoveries and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, "You have cancer," you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeye sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Already prepping for next week's matchup? Get your best rest yet with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's and choose from Pillow Soft, plush dual feel, and extra firm mattresses with Bob-O-Pedic memory foam that will have you dreaming of game day in no time. So shop in-store or online to score the latest in affordable luxury mattresses without the luxury price tag. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The fan poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Call the plumbing, heating, and cooling technicians at the Waterworks and header today. Call 614-232-2222. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Congratulations to Paul Keels. I think that deserves a hashtag Buckeye shout out. Paul Keels inducted into the Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame. We just heard a couple of spots from Paul Keels.
We did.
That iconic booming voice of his. So congratulations. There we go. Yeah. Clap it up. Round of applause for Paul Keels, inducted into the Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame.
I want you to know real quick, since we were talking World Cup and how the U.S. would do, Fox Sports did a simulation of the tournament, however, you know, many times or whatever. They have them losing in the round of 16 to Belgium. So that would be getting out of the group, winning in the round of 32. So you win one knockout game, yep, which would be one more game than they did the last time, but also there's an additional round.
I would take that.
Yeah, I think that would be. And Belgium's kind of at the end of their like golden generation. Mm-hmm. Some of these guys have aged out, but yeah, still a really good team.
Where are you guys at with the College World Series in the NCAA tournament? Like my, you know, of course I had the Paul Keels thought, but for hashtag Buckeyes, I really wanted to talk about the College World Series because I love Buckeye baseball. Like that's a weird thing of mine. I'm a huge college baseball fan. Grew up going to a ton of college baseball games. Every year I would go to a regional and potentially a super regional if one of the teams in Southern California advanced that far. Have you guys been watching? Like last weekend, I was big into the NCAA baseball tournament.
I will sometimes put it on, but I can't say I follow it closely.
Fair enough. What about you, Nate?
I think maybe if Ohio State were better and like that was something we were paying attention to.
Hey, they're trending in the right direction.
They are. Yeah, this was a much better season.
I have to do most of the Ohio State baseball games, so I pay a little bit of attention to it, but they're out, so I'm kind of out on baseball right now.
Okay, fair enough. My goal for Ohio State, I want to see them get into the tournament hopefully next year. Sometime in my life, I want them to host a regional here in Columbus. If Ohio State can you know, be one of those top 16 teams or so and host a regional, I would absolutely love that. It would be so fun to have that here in Columbus.
Yeah, that's a
like, they have in the past.
They have in the past, but last year
was not very good.
Yeah, the program it went down, and now Justin Hare is bringing it back up. So I would love to get there. Super regionals going on right now. You know, I think I've become a West Virginia fan. I like them. Plus, they have a former Ohio State Buckeye and Matthew Gravelin on the team. West Virginia is hosting, or they're taking on Cal Poly. In the Super Regional. West Virginia won earlier today, I believe. Yeah, 12-2. I know one of the supers that everybody has their eye on, Troy versus Arkansas Little Rock. Just two complete,
obviously,
underdog teams with an opportunity to get into the College World Series. And I think one of the big storylines, the top two overall seeds are out. Like UCLA was the best team in college baseball this season. They were bounced, and Georgia Tech, who has their catcher, is going to be, you know, probably one of the top three picks in the MLB draft. They got bounced as well. So that that firepower off the top is out of the NCAA tournament and will not be participating in the College World Series. College World Series, one of the great events every single summer. I feel like we've talked about summertime a lot on this edition of the Buckeye Show.
But rightfully so.
Today's fan poll, sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, piqued my interest when I saw it on X earlier today. What is your favorite golf course beverage? I am going to expand this into what is your favorite summertime beverage. So the options that the fan has afforded us, transfusion, beer, John Daly, which is just a spiked Arnold Palmer, and a water. Water is boring. Get that out of there. Replace water with lemonade, because lemonade is an elite summer beverage. Nate, where are you at with your favorite summer beverage? Do you have a go-to when it gets hot out?
Can I substitute one?
Throw in whatever you want.
How about a good slushie?
Ooh, what flavor?
I will either do like a bubblegum or a lemon lime slush any day of the week. Well,
I like a cherry Coke. That
cherry
was like my
good
go-to
one too. Yeah.
Ooh, God, so good.
I'm super boring. I drink a lot of water.
Oh,
I know.
Pat.
It's just, I don't, so.
Beer is on the list.
Beer is on the list, Pat. Okay.
I guess I missed when you said that. Well, obviously beer then. But yeah, I don't drink, outside of beer and water, like I don't drink a lot. I'll drink milk, like chocolate milk and milk. I'm a child, except for the beer. But yeah, I don't drink pop, like hardly ever.
Mm.
Like I will only drink it if there's liquor in it, basically. And yeah, I don't know. I've never been a diverse drinker. I didn't even like carbonation until I learned how, because of beer.
Do you like sparkling water now or no?
I don't mind it. My wife drinks a lot of it.
Yeah,
so we have it in the house, like the flavored, the different ones that they've got. But I usually just, you know, from the fridge or from the faucet, just drink regular water.
Where are you guys at with transfusions? Have you done one of those before?
I haven't done one.
Oh, I love a transfusion.
I have done that, yeah. They're pretty good.
Transfusion is delicious out on the golf course, especially if you're a spectator. Like, I think going to the Memorial, my go-to would be a transfusion out there. You can never go wrong with beer, like a nice summer shandy or something. Oh, yeah. I love a summer shandy beer.
What's your preferred brewery?
Ooh, I am not a picky drinker.
Yeah, neither am I.
So, I really like Jackie O's. I was just there last weekend. I really like Land Grant for the space.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't love all of their beers. I like some of them a lot. In fact, I think I'm going there after this because my buddy who's a Knicks fan wants to watch the game there. So it depends on the beer at Land Grant. I don't know. I don't know what my favorite is. I'm really bad at favorites.
It's a toss-up for me between Land Grant and Seventh Son.
Seventh Son is good, too. And the... I just was in there upstairs. They've now filled that with like plants and everything, which it used to be much more barren.
Yes.
Maybe I don't go there enough, but I do like Seventh Son a lot, and their cats running around. I don't know. again, I'm very, if you put a beer in front of me, I'm probably going to drink it and enjoy it.
Things are tight right now on the fan poll, by the way. I almost said the transfusion poll. Transfusion's got 33% of the vote. Water's got 33% of the vote. Beer and John Daly have 16% of the vote. So things very, very tight right now.
So what you're saying is people are lying.
Probably, right? I don't know. I feel like beer should have gotten a heavier response.
Beer feels like it's way higher
here? Yeah, who knows about that, but for me, you can't go wrong with a beer out on the course, a transfusion on the course. I drink a lot of water, too.
Yeah, I'm glad that you expanded that beyond the golf course.
Oh, yeah, the golf course is too limited. It's summer beverage.
I have golfed one time. It was for a buddy's bachelor party, and I think we drank a bunch of Busch Lights. So, like, that would have been my only experience.
Heck yeah. Love that. I absolutely love that. Lemonade. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, lemonade is good. I do like lemonade. I'm also a big, not that we're at this time of year, but I'm a big eggnog person.
Really?
To the holidays, yeah. Yeah, love eggnog. Do not like eggnog with liquor, though, because I grew up drinking it, and it just makes it, I don't know, it's weird.
Coffee with Bailey's in the winter for me.
Never had coffee.
What?
Yep. I told you.
I've had two cups of coffee during this show. That's probably why I'm so hyper. Well, guys, this was a lot of fun. I enjoyed getting back together with you. It's great to talk the Buckeyes and talk a little summertime in Columbus. So hopefully we're able to do it again soon. Again, this has been the Buckeye Show. I'm Dylan Tyer filling in for Brandon Beam. Pat Murphy was my co-host. Nate Puderbaugh, excellent behind the scenes. Thanks for being with us on The Fan.
No hot takes, no dancing, plenty of stupid. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan, Ohio Sports Desk.
Save time, reduce costs, and eliminate printer frustrations with modern